Hey, this is a foreign policy question. Israel is clearly justified, even under international law, the questioner says, in occupying the West Bank. But what about the settlements? How fair is it for Israel to promote and transfer its own citizens to occupied land, particularly in how this puts Israeli citizens at risk and how it undermines the peace process? Well, first time we see, there is no such thing as a peace process. There is no partner for peace here. So the whole idea of a peace process is a facade. It's a distraction. It's a way to cover up the fact that the Palestinians have no intention for peace, that the Palestinian Authority or Hamas, the two leading political parties, are both opposed to any peace with Israel. So I'm just objecting to the term peace process. There is no such thing. There is no peace process. There's a game that is played where Israel pretends that it has people that they can talk to. The Palestinians are not pretending. They know exactly what they're doing. They're trying to fool Israel into succumbing, into giving up territory, into unilaterally withdrawing, into somehow compromising. But the Palestinians know exactly what they will do when that happens, and that's wipe Israel off the face of the map at the earliest opportunity. And if you don't believe me, just listen to what Hamas says. I mean, they acknowledge this. And listen to what the Palestinian Authority says in Arabic when they think the West is not listening. Not what they say in English, but what they say in Arabic. Now, what about the settlements? Well, I divide the settlements into two categories here. I think there are settlements where Israeli citizens buy land from Arabs and go and live there and start settlements and start a little development. And I see no problem in that. I don't see what the issue there is. It's private property, and they have a right to do it in Israel. You know, needs to protect them, just like they protect Arabs who live there and Israelis who live there. There also is a question of what happens to kind of government land. So there is land that did belong, I put belong in quotes because land shouldn't belong to any government, but belong to the Jordanian government. There's never been a Palestinian legal entity. There's never been a Palestinian state. So there's never been land that's owned in quotes to the Palestinian state. It was occupied by Jordan, and it was owned by Jordan, and Jordan did whatever it wanted with it. Once Israel conquered that land in an act of self-defense, that land reverts to the Israeli government, and what it does with it is up to it. That is, it depends on its self-defense requirements, and some Israelis believe, and I don't know if I agree with this or not, that having those settlements is a requirement for national defense for Israel, to have a barrier between the Palestinians and the Israelis. And, you know, that's an open question. But in terms of rights, certainly Israel on the land that is owned by the government or on private land that Israelis buys have every right to build on it. Now, to the extent that Israel confiscates private land from Palestinians, I think that's wrong. I think that's wrong to confiscate land from anybody. Again, unless there is a clear, unequivocal, unquestionable security issue. And even then, the land should be compensated for significantly. But the barrier for that is very, very high. It is wrong for the government to confiscate land of Arabs or Jews, it doesn't matter who. So to the extent that it is confiscated land from private citizens, then that is wrong, and that land should be returned to its original owners, and they should be compensated for the damage caused to them. And I think the Israeli Supreme Court has, on occasion, ruled that way. But let me say this. If the Palestinians really wanted peace, why would they care about the settlements? So here are a bunch of Jews living among the Arabs, right, on this land. They're quite prosperous. They're bringing in agricultural technology and industrial technology. They're creating jobs. So many of these settlements employ Arabs. They creating economic activity. Let's say Israel cut a deal with the Palestinians and it was divided up into two states and the Palestinians got the whole of the West Bank. Why would the Palestinians not encourage the Jews to stay? If they really wanted peace, if they really were not racists, if they really didn't want to kill the Jews or get rid of the Jews, why wouldn't the Palestinians embrace these settlements? In the country in the West Bank, they would have an overwhelming majority, so they wouldn't have to worry about being ruled by Jews. Not that that is, not that that would be bad for them, but, you know, let's assume that they want to have the majority. They have the majority. Why wouldn't they want to have a minority of Jews amongst them who are productive, creative, building, creating jobs, creating wealth, creating industry, You'd think they embrace it. I mean, if I was head of the Palestinian Authority and I really wanted peace, I would say absolutely settle as many Jews as possible here so that when I get my own state, I'll have these incredibly productive citizens as part of my new state. You know, they'll employ people. We'll all benefit from trade, right? So why would I want to kick them out? Why would I be offended by the fact that there are Jewish settlements within the Palestinian Authority any more than Israel is offended by the fact that there are Arab towns within its own territory? I mean, Israel has not kicked out all the Arabs from Israel. They live there as full citizens. Why wouldn't the Jews, these Jewish settlers, live in the Palestinian state of the future with full rights under that state? Well, we all know the answer to that, and that is that the Palestinians don't want Jews because they don't want Jews, and they have no intention of having a free, rights-respecting state. Even if they got independence from Israel, they would run an authoritarian state, and they don't want any Jews around because they despise them and because they want to kick them out and drown them in the sea. And again, listen to what the Palestinians actually say. Again, we will know when the Palestinians really want peace when they embrace the settlements.